This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
That's right, it's Mad Wednesday here on Joy, and we're kicking Dylan out of the studio. Dylan's not an animal lover. Dylan hates animals. I mean, except for cats. Dylan's obsessed with cats. But no, we're not having it, so we're kicking him out. No more Dylan. Time for a break, and it's time to bring... Well, Joy listeners would remember one of these voices very fondly, wouldn't they? Joy listeners, do you know who this is?
Hi, I'm tall, I'm blonde, I have recently pushed a child out of my vajayjay.
That's right, it is the fabulous SJ. I mean, that was a lot more literal than I was expecting.
What were you expecting, vague?
I mean, what do I expect from you, really?
I know, right?
But that, of course, it is the fabulous SJ, who listeners will remember from many, many years here at Joy.
Hi, Dean.
And also, we are joined by the fabulous Marissa. Hello,
hi,
hello.
Hi, guys, how are you?
Good, good. And you guys are here because we are talking second chance animal rescue.
Correct.
Now tell me, I mean, it's a good name, it's very literal, it sounds obvious. Obviously, Dylan, you're out, you're done, not having it. So second chance animal rescue, what's it all about?
So I started Second Chance Animal Rescue about 10 years ago in my lounge room, and was either going to get divorced or needed to find a bigger facility because I had animals everywhere. I started as a vet nurse, and I would see so many dogs and cats come through our facility, our clinic, wanting or needing a second chance, either ending up at the pound because people couldn't look after them, didn't have the funds to care for them or what have you. So I needed to do something because there were so little resources available and, you know, not much of an option for these animals afterwards.
Because that's pretty huge as well. Like, you hear about it, we see the ads at Christmas and things like that, but it's pretty much an all year round thing, isn't it? That people kind of neglect their pets, or they get a pet and it's what can they do, and kind of just leave them.
Yeah, we see a lot of animals
coming.
That's when you
think about it, really.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So many come through. Just, I guess people don't think about the longevity of a pet at the same time. So there's a number of reasons. You know, things happen in life and sometimes we can't look after them for whatever reason it is, but we're there to help. So we rescue, rehabilitate and rehome dogs and cats that need a second chance. That's what we're all about.
See, I just love the fact that you saw the need for this, thought, I'm going to do it. That was 10 years ago.
Yep.
Started it out of your own home. Like, that's very ambitious, but also really, really wonderful, and just started creating this space for cats and dogs to be able to have, you know, a second home.
Yeah, thank you.
She never sleeps.
Yeah,
like
I
ever.
Don't sleep. I wish I could sleep, but that's not a part of my daily routine. Like I said, I love animals. I've grown up with them all my life. And at the end of the day, I saw the need, and I didn't think it would grow this big, to be honest. It just snowballed. And the need for this facility and what we do has just grown so tremendously. That
I mean, it's kind of, it's wonderful because you've done it, but it's also kind of a shame.
Yeah,
when you
absolutely.
Think that the need has grown so much and what that means.
Yeah, I wish I could be sitting on the beach doing nothing, reading a book and
oh,
working
so
on my tan, because I'm pretty white right now. However, you know, this is what we do, and I will do it until it's not needed, I guess, anymore.
Yeah.
So put me out of a job, please.
So you find yourself just constantly looking after pets.
Yeah, we go to pounds every single week. We fill up our scar van full of our second chance van full of dogs and cats that are literally about to be put to sleep for whatever reason. We fill them up, we bring them back, and we do whatever work they need. We rehabilitate them and find them homes.
Oh, that makes me so happy just to think that you're actually going to the pounds as well and doing that. Because that's always, you know, you think, oh God.
I know. And it's pretty sad. The worst part is that we can't save them all. And it's crappy, unfortunately, that at the end of the day, we have to say no to some, and you know, we can't save them all, but we definitely go in there with the ability to help as many animals as we can, and you know, once they're with us, they're with us until they get adopted.
It must be really wonderful being able to set up ways to be able to have these pets be adopted and actually you know, give them new leases on life, and not just that, but homes for families that want them.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we run a lot of other programs as well, like our outreach programs, where we help underprivileged pet owners look after their animals to avoid them hitting the pounds in the first place. So we try to be really proactive and have a real grassroots approach to not just rescue and rehome because it's needed, but it's a band-aid effect. How do we stop these animals from hitting the pounds in the first place?
So what are some of the things, if we're just like, we've got listeners out there, I mean, I Look, me, I'm terrible. I kill my plants. So I'm great with other people's
pets. Yeah. Either.
But I'm great with other people's pets, but I've also acknowledged the fact that, you know, if I had one, I need to put more work
You're
into
too
that
busy
what
to
mean.
Have a pet,
this
love.
Is very true.
It would just sit at home and kind of just miss you.
So maybe I just need to get a sloth.
Something to the radio.
Or you could just throw money at us.
I mean, that's a better solution, quite frankly, because you guys are doing that work, aren't you?
Well, this is the thing. So what Marissa was saying about the outreach program is what we realized in the area that we're in is there are a lot of people who cannot afford to look after their animals appropriately. Yeah. So we're actually raising money at the moment for a not-for-profit community animal hospital so that we never have to turn away a sick or injured pet because the owners can't afford to pay the bills.
Oh my God, I love that.
Isn't it great? So
that's
fantastic. So this is my job is in the next 2 years to raise $200,000 so we can create this facility.
I mean, that's all right. That's a huge endeavor.
Yeah.
Let me see what I've got behind the sofa.
$2 is fine. Just anything you got.
Anything
it's a start, right?
I mean, it's got to start somewhere and it's so important. It's
yep.
so absolutely important.
Yeah. So we're doing loads of fun things. So we've got, we've partnered with a yoga studio in Moonee Ponds called Studio 3 to do dog yoga.
Oh my God, I love it.
I swear. So
Are you serious?
We've got 7 beagle puppies from the shelter that are all due for adoption. They come along and cavort around people as they attempt to get their zen on.
I saw that differently. I was thinking there was a whole lot of dogs doing downward dog and
they will.
You know,
they
things
will.
Like that.
They will, but just accidentally. There's going to be a lot of pee and poo everywhere. Yeah, and well, my job is to wipe that up as people do yoga. But yeah, so we've got that and that's a fundraiser that's going to be a regular thing once a month. We've got this incredible grant that we've been shortlisted for.
Yes.
Now, is this the Pick My Project one?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Now, this is absolutely fantastic.
It's huge.
This is massive.
We've been shortlisted for $200,000, which would pay for the hospital, which would technically make me out of a job.
So there's plenty of work for you, Sarah.
Don't worry, there's always poo to wipe up.
Yes. Yay. But we need people to vote for us. Because it's all, you know, there's so many projects.
So the way in which Pick My Project works, so there's a whole group of ones that have been shortlisted. It's Victoria only.
Yeah.
And you need people to vote for you.
Yes.
Correct. But is it that you can only vote for ones within your suburb? Or I got really confused by it.
It's so confusing. You can vote for projects in a suburb that you like or you support.
So which suburb are you guys?
We're in Hume, but it's easy. If you just go to secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au, mm-hmm. click on the animal hospital link. And then there's Pick My Project there, and we're already kind of put in as your first choice.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so you don't even need to think about anything else.
Problem solved.
Yes.
And that, I mean, that grant would be fantastic because you'd be able to create the hospital.
And really quickly, like we could do it next week.
It's literally a dream. If we were to get this grant, our hospital is set. I mean, there's lots we would need still, but it will get us started and we will have a facility that will save lives and keep animals in homes.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I mean, all right, I want you guys to stick around. We're keeping Dylan out of the studio. Stuff him.
Sorry, Dylan.
Out of the studio there. We'll just give him an apple to munch on. It'll be completely fine. Let's keep you guys sticking around. We're going to come back. I want to hear more about this, more about what we can do and more about what Second Chance Animal Rescue does. You're listening to Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
You are back on Mad Wednesday and we have kicked Dylan out of the studio. It's just me here, Dean, but I am not on my own. I am joined in the studio by Marissa and SJ from Second Chance Animal Rescue. Hello, hello.
Hi.
I feel like we need a call like woof woof or something.
Yeah, that, meow.
we're not particularly cool. Sorry.
No,
I mean,
sorry.
Maybe I'll hunt for some sound effects.
Yeah. Can we work on that? Can you make that sound cool?
I'm going to make that absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Right. I mean, I don't know what it'll mean, but I'll get there. Now, of course, Second Chance Animal Rescue helps give dogs and cats a second lease on life by taking ones who have been neglected. Is not the right word. What's the word that I'm trying to think
of? Due to be put down in pounds.
Due to be put down, taking them out of there that they can, rehabilitating them and fostering them out to new homes so they can live happy, healthy and wonderful lives. Now, Marissa, this is all your baby. This is your brainchild.
It is. It's my first baby before my 3 human children. It's the first and it's definitely a very important charity to me and has been a good 10 years plus in the making. So.
Now, we were talking about the Pick My Project where you guys are trying to actually get a grant together to build a medical facility.
Absolutely.
Through the Pick My Project grant that's going on.
Correct.
We're going to put the link to that, by the way, everyone. It's right now up on our social media. So you can go to Facebook or check me out on Twitter. And I've already got the links up there. I did that during the song. Busy
Fantastic.
Homosexual that I am.
Such a busy homosexual.
Such a busy homosexual. Now, what are some other ways in which people can support and help you guys? voting in Pick a Project, that's one way. Chick, fantastic. That's a great way to give you support. But something like this, like helping and rescuing animals and fostering them, giving them new homes, how can people be a part of that?
Oh,
how can they do that?
There's so many ways that you can help us out. I mean, obviously, the first way you can do that is donating. On our website, we've got a donation link. Anything from $2 onwards is tax deductible. Yay! And it will literally save lives. So becoming a regular donor is definitely a wonderful way to help. Then volunteering. I mean, most of us are volunteers. We've only got a staff of 10 people.
Wow.
Hundreds of volunteers. Wow. But we need more. At the end of the day, we need people to work, volunteer some time in our shelter facility to help care for the animals.
You get to play with kittens and puppies.
You do. There's always a puppy and a kitten cuddle. You know, volunteering at our fundraising events. So on the weekend, we had a wonderful high tea and SJ helped us. Thank you. She volunteered her time.
I was literally going,
we needed someone to boil the water.
No hot water involved.
I was like, oh, here's a microphone.
We actually run highway collections, you know, shaking your cans at, it sounds wonderful, at highway intersections helps us raise money.
I'm shaking mine right now.
Fostering as well, bringing a dog or a cat into your home temporarily.
That's something that would work for me, because this is what I like we were saying before. I kill my plants as much as I would love to have a pet. I'm far too busy to ever have one full time, but fostering is that makes such a difference.
It's a short term pet for you, and it's a saving a life for us. At the end of the day, if you have a space in your home for a few weeks, a month, you are saving an animal that is likely to die in the pound. I know that sounds really dramatic, but it's the honest truth.
I mean, but it's the truth, and that's the thing. I mean, I know we're like, it's Wednesday, it's mad, waka waka waka, but this is actually quite serious. And now to give people an impression of how many pets you're kind of looking after at a time, it's not a small number.
No,
is it?
We have over 400 animals in our care any one time. Our shelter only holds 30 cats and 10 dogs at one time. Our foster care community is what keeps us going.
Oh,
we have
so
hundreds
wonderful.
Of foster carers, you know, anything from 30 plus active foster carers at any one time. Their homes are always full with dogs or cats. You know, some people just have one kitten at a time, some people have a litter of 7 beagle puppies. You know, whatever you can do, it helps to keep that animal as much as our facility. It's not a pound, it's not concrete slabs. They are in a wonderful shelter facility and really looked after. There's nothing that beats a foster home.
Absolutely. Mm. Like, actually, and I love the idea of that, because that means I can help, I can do my bit. But you know, for me especially, I can't do it all the time. Like, I can't have a pet all the time. And my housemate is nagging me for us to get a dog.
Yay.
And my housemate's flight attendant. Well, I would love to. It's just, it's time is my factor. But my housemate's a flight attendant. It does make me think this is the perfect way in which we can do this, because we can share the responsibility, we can look after a pet, and we can give all that love. And it can only be for a limited amount of time, but the fostering makes all the difference.
It really helps.
400 pets.
Yeah, and you know what? The good thing about fostering is it costs you nothing. We take care. We have Hills Pet Nutrition are one of our wonderful sponsors. They cover all of our food. So you go home with the animal, food, any medical care that animal needs gets taken care of at our shelter clinic or our the clinics we work with. We'll give you bedding. We'll give you cat litter from our sponsors, Hudson Marketing.
This is so
everything
amazing.
You need. So, or you just give the animal your love and your home. That's all you need.
This is so amazing that you've been able to create this and you keep it going. And it's absolutely blowing my mind, because it's so important.
Yeah.
And we always, you know, who doesn't love animals? Who doesn't love pets?
I've been working for Second Chance Animal Rescue for about 6 weeks, and this woman is absolutely incredible. Like, but what I've seen is at the end of the month, Marissa is constantly, she's really stressed, because it's literally one of those organizations where she will throw her complete heart and soul into it, and they're surviving on bare bones, because she won't ever say no to an animal. So it's literally, we need all the help that we can get every single month to pay those bills.
Yeah.
Another way that I was thinking that people can help, we've just created a sponsorship opportunity package as well. So if you're a business, we will bring puppies or kittens to your workplace to de-stress your staff.
They're
oh
so
my God.
Cute.
For a lunch
oh my
hour.
God. Are you serious?
Yep, which is so cool.
Release.
So we've got locked in Main Freight. We're bringing in puppies and kittens for their 200 staff in a month's time.
Oh my God.
You can also have naming rights for one of the rooms for the hospital. You can buy a piece of equipment and we'll put your business name on it. You can have your logo on the major sign, which
is
by the
so
Hume
wonderful.
Highway.
Hang on,
there's so many
back,
things.
I want to get back to this.
Puppies
businesses,
and kittens.
Businesses being able to get animals in for lunchtime to help. And that would de-stress your staff. It would make everything
it's
fantastic.
It's proven to de-stress your staff. And that
by
helps
actual
with
science?
Absolutely.
actual
science. I am not just making this up.
Actual science.
And it improves relations with the boss.
Because yeah, you're all going to love him, right?
Or how would you not? How would you not all just? I mean, what a nice. I've always thought in workplaces when you think, you know what you want. You want like people to come around and do the massages,
yes.
But actually instead,
you want to cuddle a puppy.
In, and even just how much nicer would that make your workplace? Hint, hint. People at Joy.
Yeah, well, just saying.
We should have an animal day at Joy.
Yeah, you could
be
our first business sponsors.
Oh, so how do people find out about all of this?
It's all on the website. If you go to secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au, especially if you're interested in the animal hospital, click on that link and there's loads of different ways to support, including our corporate sponsorship document.
Oh my God, there's so much now. I mean, everyone's been listening and they're thinking, all right, there's so many ways in which I can do it. I could speak to my boss. There's so much I could do. Or I could even just volunteer myself to help. Or, yep. Of course, don't forget, there's Pick My Project, where you can nominate
and vote,
vote for the animal hospital. So the way to do that is to go to
secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au, click on the animal hospital and pick my project.
That's the easiest way. Just doing that makes all the difference. But I hear also you have a bit of a competition brewing.
We do.
That sounds a whole lot of fun.
It's super cool. So we've got, because obviously the animal hospital is, it's in its creation stage. Mm. We're looking for superstar pets to be the faces of the animal hospital.
So this is like Australia's Next Top Model,
yes,
but with pets.
But with
dogs
animals.
And cats and pocket pets.
Pocket pets.
Wait, what are pocket pets? Like pens?
Anything that's not a dog or a cat.
Like
and
a rat.
Tiny.
Oh
frogs,
my God.
Rats, mice,
bunnies,
lizards.
Everything.
Oh my
that will
God.
Fit in your pocket. That's not a cattle.
So is there like a runway scenario? How is it that they're judged?
So you submit your photo of your animal. So you've got kitten, cat, senior cat, puppy dog, senior dog, pocket pets or other animals. It's $10 to enter your animal. So you upload a photo and the prize. So it's voted by the general public. It's a nationwide photo competition. So
but
even
voting
if you're,
hasn't started yet. Right now, it's just about people.
We're entering.
Correct.
Yep.
So people all over Australia can enter their animals. And then the winning animals are voted by the general public. They will be featured in all of the marketing materials to do with the animal hospital. They'll be on the big sign.
Famous.
They'll
Absolutely
win some
famous.
Food. They'll win a professional photo shoot. Oh. They'll win a second chance animal rescue, like goodie bag. It's awesome.
Keep cup.
Oh my
keep
God.
Cool things.
What are keep cups? You keep saying keep cups.
They're those reusable, fantastic.
Oh, the cups that you keep.
Cups.
Oh my God, it's very
the
in the
clue
name.
Clue is in the name.
The clue is in the name. Oh my God, I love this so much. So people can just take a picture of their pet and,
yes.
and
upload it and donate
I mean,
$10.
It's high pressure, but I'm just going to put it out
simple.
There, everyone. Portrait mode on your iPhones
yes.
can really help make your pet stand out, and just gives that little bit of edge. So all right, it's time. You know,
they don't even need to be beautiful. It could be that you've got a super quirky
what
pet.
What pet is not beautiful?
But do you know what I mean? It's like maybe you've got a dog with an amazing personality who's like a bit funny face.
I mean,
only a face a mother could love. We are mothers.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh, so if you've got whether it's your pocket pet, your cat or your dog that you would like to enter into the competition, glam them up, get your picture, send it through.
secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au, click on Animal Hospital and there's enter photo competition.
Oh, and
enter
the photo competition. Yep. And we want any pocket pet, dog or cat all around Australia, you can enter them. And they can win.
And it's open until the end of October, so you've got some time.
Oh, there's plenty of time. Yep. We're going to be reminding people. I reckon also when we've got some finalists, we should get you guys back in.
Absolutely.
Talk about that. I think Dylan will be very excited to do a bit of Australia's Next Top Model with the finalists.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo. Would be a whole lot of fun. But this is absolutely fantastic. So we have been talking with SJ and Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue. Did I get that right?
You sure did.
Thank you, God, because I was like, wait, hospital rescue. We've talked
There's
so much going on. We've talked about Pick My Project. You can vote for them so they can be number one for Pick My Project so that we can get
we
a pet animal
love
hospital.
You forever.
You should be. Jump on and do that. You can foster. You can volunteer. You can enter the pet. Everyone, every single person has a way that they can contribute to help save the lives of these pets. Not just save their lives, but make their lives better.
Yep, absolutely.
Improve the lives of everyone here. And also talk to your boss as well about getting the pets to come on in and hang around at your office just during a lunchtime to have a bit of fun.
Nobody will take a sick day if there's puppies coming in.
Absolutely.
Just
Totally. Insane.
You should work for us, Dean. You're good at this.
I'm very, very good.
Come on down.
Years of practice. I think I definitely should be volunteering. So it's something I need to.
Come take photos of all the animals.
Take photos, look after them, everything. Yes. Why not? Every little bit helps. We know that being a volunteer organization here at Joy. So every bit that can do to it. So everyone, just head to secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au to get all of the details for everything we've talked about, or just jump on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page, jump on any of my social media right now. The details are already up there right away, and you can check it all out. There's so much that we've talked about. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you so much.
It's been so lovely. There's so much. Oh, I just want to go and get a pet right now.
Come on down.
I guess we should. I mean, I've got one already. I've got Dylan. I guess we should let him back into the studio.
Have you fed him today? He's looking a little bit hangry.
The bowl of water's sitting in the corner, but he hasn't got in his kitty litter yet.
He's a bit of a cuddle.
So, yeah. All right, we'll get Dylan back in. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks, babe.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.